Hello, boys and girls. Soon you and your classmates, together with your teacher, will be visiting the Lee and Rose Warner Nature Center, which is operated by the Science Museum of Minnesota. We're planning a very pleasant winter field trip for all of you, and we hope it will prove to be one of the most enjoyable educational experiences you've ever had. Perhaps by telling you a little bit about our Nature Center before you arrive, you'll better enjoy the entire experience. Our Nature Center is located in the northern portion of Washington County, about 8 miles north of Stillwater. Here, almost 500 acres of marsh, lake, field, and woodland are set aside for nature interpretation. Most of the area has been left in its natural state and appears much the same as it did 100 years or more ago. Following the indoor discussion, your class will be divided into smaller units. You'll remain in these units for the duration of your visit. Trail guides will accompany each group on a snowshoe trek and acquaint you with many fascinating things found in the out-of-doors. Eventually, you'll return with your guide to the Trailside Museum, where you can either eat lunch if you're a morning group or board the bus for the trip back to your school. Bag lunches can be eaten indoors in the lower-level classroom provided for this purpose. Please help us keep this room free of litter. To help put you in the proper mood for the educational experience which lies ahead, we're now going to have you enjoy a sound identification game with us. Some of these sounds may be heard as you quietly walk along our nature trails. There will be 15 sounds for you to identify. Each sound will be preceded by a number. We urge you to do your best, but remember, this is primarily a fun thing. Your teacher will provide you with the correct answers after our taped message is completed. If you're ready, with pencil and paper, we'll begin. Let's pretend we're going on an overnight hike. This hike is imaginary, since you'll be visiting the Nature Center for only a few daylight hours. It's always fun to dream a little, however, so let's participate in a make-believe winter camping trip. Some of the recorded sounds are normally not heard at the Warner Nature Center, but others are frequently encountered. As we travel along the snow-covered trail, you'll hear a pleasant, man-made sound, one you're not likely to hear in residential areas. Number 1. Off in the distance, another wintertime man-made sound can be heard. This should be an easy one for you to identify. It was a common sound both in the cities and in rural areas many years ago, and is again becoming a popular form of winter entertainment. Number 2. Up to now, the weather's been pleasant, but it appears as though we're in for a change. It's a natural part of Minnesota during this season of the year, so let's bundle up, walk briskly, and enjoy it. Number 3. Throughout our trek, we'll see or hear an occasional feathered or furred creature which spends the winter or the entire year with us, despite the snow and cold. It's amazing how they manage to survive, but remember, all they require is adequate food and shelter. These two essential items for survival are sometimes lacking, particularly during the winter months. Number 4. Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Number 8. Although our lakes are covered with ice, we may still enjoy this delightful sound, at least until extreme cold sets in. Number 9. In the trees above us, we hear the rather rich sound of a visitor from the north. It's heard occasionally, even in midwinter, and will become more frequent as spring arrives. Number 10. Well, it's getting late. The temperature is dropping, and we'd better make camp before dark. We want to be as comfortable as possible, and besides, what we're going to do now is essential to one of the more enjoyable aspects of camping in the out-of-doors. While some of our party are clearing away the snow and setting up the tents, others are busy with camp chores. Here's a familiar sound, number 11. This activity leads into the next phase of outdoor camping. Not only does it sound cheerful, but it feels great as we gather around it. Number 12. Now that we've eaten, it's time for relaxing a bit before we roll up in our sleeping bags. Rather than group singing, let's quietly listen to some sounds of nature from far out in the bush. Flying to roost for the evening is that bird of the wilderness, a large relative of our common crow. It has a variety of harsh calls and has been considered by superstitious poets and storytellers as an ill omen or forebearer of trouble. To us, however, it's a delight and not really bad news at all. Number 13. As the sky darkens, we can hear from far off the sound of several animals gathered in what is called a pack. Some people say this sound makes their hair stand on end. Again, superstition and prejudice have given this fine animal an unfavorable reputation, but it is truly symbolic of our disappearing wilderness, which many of us are fighting to preserve. We may hear this thrilling sound throughout much of the night. What a beautiful way to go to sleep. Number 14. The sky is clear. The stars shine brightly, and we are very tired. While sleeping, we disturb the silence with sounds of our own. Number 15. That completes the quiz. And remember, your teacher will soon give you the correct answers and perhaps repeat some of the sounds you may have found difficult to identify. Now, please put paper and pencil aside and pay very close attention to what we would like to have you do to prepare yourself for your visit with us. Please dress properly. This is more important in winter than in any other season of the year. We hope the weather is grand on the day you arrive, but be prepared to go for a snowshoe trek, regardless of existing conditions. Footwear is most important. warm, bulky boots, such as shoe packs or snowmobile boots, are most suitable. Dress shoes and tennis shoes are definitely not suited for our planned outdoor activity. On the day of your visit, please cooperate especially well with your parents, your teacher, and your bus driver to help assure that you arrive on time. We want you to enjoy a full half day of outdoor study. If you arrive late, we must shorten the program accordingly, and that makes the trip less pleasant for all concerned. Please be quiet and attentive, both in the classroom and in the out-of-doors. Most wild animals are shy, and we don't want to frighten them away. We'd like for you to see some of them. Well, boys and girls, that completes our message to you. We hope all of you have enjoyed the quiz. Learning to identify the sounds of nature is a wonderful way to become better acquainted with the out-of-doors. So, until we meet at the Warner Nature Center, where the staff and volunteer trail guides await your arrival, our very best wishes, and have a nice day.